This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right. We're going to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Emory Hunt joins us. FootballGamePlan.com to talk about the NFL trade deadline, the winners, the losers, and the lack of activity. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, man. I appreciate you bringing me on.
Always have love having you on. I have this theory. Help me with it. Is it because that we are in NFL where there's now an additional playoff team in each conference, and now teams feel like, you know, we're not that bad. Why go all splashy as to why it was quiet yesterday? Why do you think it was so quiet yesterday when we thought there would be some heavy activity?
You know, the one thing I could think of is how different the contract situations are in the NFL juxtaposed to baseball or basketball, where it's easier to move contracts as opposed to in the NFL. So teams are feeling like, well, you know, unless we have the right situation to move a contract or move a player, we'll make that move. And with football, it's a little bit less than it's a little bit more complicated in terms of plucking a guy from a team, throwing him into a mix. You really have to go by certain positions. And basketball, you really could just boil it down to, hey, man, get the ball and shoot, score. And baseball is like, hey, either pitch or hit, you know. So football is a little bit more unique in terms of certain positions you can plug and play. But for everyone else, it's about really having to pick up that playbook and learn the scheme. And at this juncture of the season, it's tough to do, which is why you don't see a lot of quarterbacks being moved like people think they should be moved.
There were a couple of big names that we were focusing on, Devontae Adams, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. Were you surprised, even if you understood the contract, were you surprised that any of them weren't moved? None of them were moved?
Nah, because teams are not dumb. Why would I move off my best players? Unless you're Washington, like, why would I move off my best players and make my team worse currently? And when you think about those situations, you know, Devontae Adams is still a fantastic receiver, a big part of the Raiders' offense. Derrick Henry is the Tennessee Titans. They lose Derrick Henry, they might as well move the franchise. Then you look at Saquon Barkley being 99% of the Giants' offense. So, yeah, those teams weren't going to move off those players because they know what happens when those guys don't play or are not performing well. They don't win.
What was your big takeaway about Washington, Montez Sweat and Chase Young? What was your big takeaway as to why those moves were made and what does it say about where they want to go?
That was the most puzzling part because, okay, if you move one, that means you're going to pay the other and keep the other. But you move both on a team that's still in the middle of a playoff chase for that seventh spot. And it has been playing some competitive football all season long. Those were the biggest moves that really had me scratching my head. It's like, wow, are you guys shutting things down for the rest of the season? Where is the pass rush going to come from? And I tweeted it out the other day, yesterday, and, man, I had some funny responses from fans out there and from people. But to me, it's saying, hey, we're punting on defense this year. We're going to just kind of go with what we have on the roster. But they had the makings of a great defensive line. They had in tow already what San Francisco has, and that was giving them a competitive advantage, in my opinion. I know people will focus on the sack numbers and say, but it wasn't getting sack production from those two guys anyway. But, man, you still want those two guys out there to go along with what you have on the interior and Jonathan Allen and also De'Ron Payne. I just didn't understand the moves because now you put them at a disadvantage the rest of the way.
Put your analytical hat on Chase Young. I know he hasn't really popped as a major superstar, but he did come back from an injury. But how does he fit with the 49ers? Can the 49ers untap some of the potential that we thought he was going to bring to Washington?
Absolutely. And the thing with him, he was dealing with injury almost as soon as he got into the league. So now you hope that when he's healthy, and it's going to be on a pitch count, apparently, when you drop him into a new situation in San Francisco. And if he's 100%, he's going to look like Chase Young. We saw him look like at Ohio State when he was paired with Nick Bosa. So for me, it's going to look just like it did in college for both guys because Young still has that ball get off. He still has a length. He still has the acceleration to close on a quarterback into the ball carrier. And now you can't just roll the slide protection to one side to try to help your offensive line out versus Bosa. You got to really focus on a Chase Young. And now that frees up so many one-on-one opportunities, not for Bosa, not just for Bosa, but for also on the inside with Armstead as well.
Montez Sweat, was there some inside knowledge that the Bears and him are going to work out a deal? Because I can't imagine if you're the Bears acquiring a player that could leave in free agency and you give up two second-round picks for him.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like that in order for that move to happen, there had to have been some conversation of an extension. And it wouldn't surprise me to see that come before the season is over or right after the season ends, because that's you don't make that move unless you already have that discussion, those discussions going on, and a deal theoretically in place already. Especially when you're a team that needs pass rush,
yeah.
And you give up a second round pick, and that could have potentially been a pass rusher. That tells me you have a deal ready to go for Montez Sweat.
So lack of action doesn't mean you didn't want action, but were you surprised at some of the teams that should have been more active yesterday? I'm thinking like Dallas, for example.
Not necessarily, because a team like, and I'm glad you brought up Dallas, because a team like Dallas and a team like, let's say, the Chargers, they draft really well. So the answer that people are looking for may already be on a roster, either on a practice squad or buried on a depth chart, and they have a plan for this person or this, you know, these players to really be a part of the second half part of the season. So a lot of times these teams already have very good answers ready to go in-house, so that's why you don't see a lot of moves being made.
Do you like Josh Dobbs? Because I feel like he's kind of doing this thing where he's bouncing around. He fills the hole until you figure it out, and then he moves on somewhere else. Now he's on Minnesota. What do you make of Josh Dobbs and playing that position?
I think he does a fantastic job, man, because he's always thrown into the mix of stopgap, like you talked about, and he holds it down. He plays well enough to where a team can win games, he doesn't embarrass the team. They're not out there getting blown out whenever he takes over as a starter or whenever he plays. And he got the Tennessee Titans into the playoffs last year, or nearly got them into the playoffs last year. And then you look at what he was doing in Arizona. Things bounced their way in the second half of that Giants game. He wins two games. He got an upset against the Dallas Cowboys. I think he'll do fine in Minnesota. Whether or not they go with him the rest of the way and let Jaren Hall maybe get two games in to give Josh Dobbs time to catch up and get acclimated with the playbook and get the timer down some with the receivers, I think he'll be fine, man. He's this generation's version of, you know, Vinny Testaverde or Charlie Batch or Rodney Pete, someone that can come in on short notice and help you out and help, you know, steady the ship until you find your guy. But I kind of like how he's playing. I like how he handles the position. And it shows you that he's a true professional.
This next question might be complex because it's football and it's about schemes and whatnot. But when you evaluated the Raiders, why can't they get Devontae Adams the football? What was wrong enough so that overnight we got the news that Josh McDaniels is fired?
It has to be play calling, because at the end of the day, when you are a play caller, you got to think players and not plays. So when you think about how we just talked about Derrick Henry, the Titans know, okay, we got to get him the ball. Let's get him the ball. It's easy to call a play to get Derrick Henry the football, right? You think about some of the great coaches in their heyday, the late, great Bill Walsh. It didn't take long for him to get Jerry Rice involved in the ball game. It doesn't take you long to get your best players involved in the ball game when they are legit stars, some of the elite of the elite in the National Football League. So that was all a Josh McDaniels issue. Even if you're calling plays and asking Garoppolo or whoever is out there to go through their progression, you can legitimately call the play and say, hey, we're calling this play, but throw it to Devontae Adams. Like, is that simple? Is that easy? You do it at the high school level, you do it at the collegiate level, and you could definitely do it at the professional level.
Emory Hunt, always good stuff. Footballgameplan.com is the website. Love having you on, my friend. Thank you so much, as always.
Appreciate you, man.
You got it. Again, the NFL trade deadline came and went. And, yeah, I think there's a couple of reasons behind it. Like he said, the contracts are more complex. It's whether or not that'll fit, right? He's right. In the NBA, you make a trade and you get a shooter and you just go shoot, right? It's not that complex of how he's going to fit and where is he going to fit. It's like, get on the floor, shoot the basketball. That's what we're paying you to do. Same thing in baseball. We acquired a hitter. Just put him in the lineup. If he wants about seventh, want him at third, wherever you want. If he pitches, here he is. Pitch him in mid relief. Pitch him starting. Pitch him in late relief. Whatever it is, you got a job. Do it. Football is a little bit more complicated. Some teams, if they were to take on a Devontae Adams, it would throw out the salary cap would have to be readjusted. They'd have to release certain players. Then they would be like, all right, does he fit into the scheme that we have, et cetera, et cetera. But nevertheless, the NFL is trying to get more action on this date. They moved from week 6 to week 8, thinking that there would be a gap between the haves and the have-nots, enough for the have-nots to say, all right, we'll have a conversation. But that really didn't happen. Like he said, Derrick Henry stayed put. They might feel that there is a playoff push in them. The Giants may actually want to re-sign Saquon Barkley this offseason, as Joe Shane promised. Devontae Adams, same kind of thing. Maybe they made phone calls, maybe they didn't, but all three of those guys stayed exactly where they were.